We are back with another analyst interview, number 7, I believe, in the series. Joining me today is Kayla Fonte. Should be a good one. Always a fun chat with Kayla. Let's get balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, your host at AdamKing91 on Twitter is where you can find me. And joining me today, as I said, is Kayla Fonte. What do we got? Basketball Department Manager for Last Word on Sport and co-host of Between Two Hoops. That bit I know off the top of my head. Kayla, thank you for squeezing me in.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, look, these are always fun. Always good to talk about something other than fantasy basketball because we talk about that a lot. And as I said, you are on the Between Two Hoops podcast with DMAC or NBA Fantasy Bible, which, I mean, much like a lot of us at the moment, you guys are taking a little bit of a break over the nothing months. And we'll talk later on in the show, we'll talk about what the plans are for that show and just fantasy and what you do in general. But starting off, getting to where you are now, what's been the journey for you? How did you get into, well, sport in general, but then more directly into fantasy basketball and writing?
Yeah, so this goes back a little bit. I started playing basketball when I was pretty young. Did a bunch of leagues, played in school, things like that. And then eventually I just developed such a big passion for it that I wanted to start writing for it as well. But at first I didn't start writing fantasy. I started doing just general NBA. So I would write for it with school newspapers. In university, I took it a little bit more seriously where I started writing for a student-run sports page. And there, like I said, it was just general NBA, rumors, analysis, news, things like that. And then eventually I started playing fantasy for the first time. So this was almost 3 years ago now when I started my first leagues.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started working at Last Word on Sports, which is where I currently work now as a department manager. And from there, again, I started just working with regular NBA stuff, covering anything at all. I wasn't doing fantasy at the time, but eventually the higher ups wanted us to start focusing on a specific specific categories and things like that. Mm-hmm. So news, rumors, specific teams. And at the time, I wasn't really sure what my niche was going to be.
Yeah.
So at that point, I had already played fantasy for about a year. And I was like, you know what? I like it so much that I might as well just continue with it, start writing about it. It'll give me an advantage next year when I start the leagues up again, because I'll have my own advice. So I started doing that, and that's where the writing started. And not long after I started writing the first articles, my current co-host of Between Two Hoops, NBA Fantasy Bible, reached out to me after reading one of the articles I did. I think it was on draft tips and strategies for the upcoming season, because this was last year for the 2023-24 season.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you know, like I read this article. I think it was amazing. We should team up and do a show together. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I've never really done podcasting before. I'm more of a writer. But I think this would be a great opportunity. Like, you seem amazing. I've seen some of your stuff already. So we teamed up, and then that's how Between Two Hoops was born and my fantasy journey.
And so you, so I guess compared to a lot of my guests, you're pretty new to fantasy. I've obviously spoken with people like Dr. A, that sort of thing, who have been doing fantasy for almost as long as I've been alive, it feels like. But so for you getting into fantasy, you started your leagues, was that just with friends, or you just sort of started leagues and invited anyone who would come and join?
So someone actually got me into it first. They convinced me to start playing. And then from there, I did a league with my work, and then I did a league also with some other friends. So when I first started, I was doing three different leagues. Okay. And I was kind of hesitant about doing it at first just because I didn't really know what fantasy was. I wasn't super into it, mm-hmm. but I was convinced and I'm so glad I was.
Yeah. And did you find, so obviously, I mean, you're sort of part of this industry now and you would be fully aware that there are a lot more males than females mm-hmm. in the industry. Was that the same in the leagues that you were in? Like, were you finding that you were the only female or one of the only?
Mm-hmm.
And because we're really trying to make this sort of a world for everyone. Like we don't care if you like fantasy sports, if you like sports, just come and play. But it is still, I would say, like dominated is the wrong word, but there's a lot more males than females. And so I guess for you is part of this trying to push that this can be for anyone?
Yeah, for sure. Going back to your first thing, all the three leagues I was in, I was either one of the only girls or there was only like two or three other ones. Because for one of the leagues, it was with my coworkers. So we were trying to get some women involved there. And they did join and they liked it. So it was fun like that. But another thing is to, for your other question, I'm just trying to get more involved and trying to get more women involved as well. And that kind of ties into what I'm doing with... I don't know if you know who Yuri is, but I did a podcast with her for a school assignment a few months ago, but that's on my Twitter or X. But we were talking about the same sort of thing where one of our big goals is just trying to get more women involved in fantasy because, like you said, it's for everybody, right?
Yeah, it is. And we're starting to see more girls, more women in media. So just in the sort of the general NBA media and that sort of thing. So it's happening slowly. And I think it's great because why can't it just be for everyone? It's just, you've just got to have a passion for sports really. And,
exactly.
And WNBA obviously this year has taken some pretty big steps in terms of popularity and that's due to Caitlin Clark. And fresh off her 19 assist game yesterday. My Twitter feed or my X feed was just, it was all Caitlin Clark for a few hours. And it's good to see. And I do WNBA fantasy now as well. And I think we're really starting to make that shift, which is great. And so fantasy basketball or writing is your full-time job. It's what you do. Or do you have another job that sort of allows you to do this kind of work?
Yeah, so I do have another job. So I recently graduated from university. So I started working full time just a couple of days after I graduated. I work at SportCheck. My Canadian fans will know what that is, but it's a retail store in Canada, basically.
Okay.
I started working there 40 hours a week. I've been there 5 years actually, but mostly working part time until now.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but they will know. And I guess so. Well, that obviously takes up a lot of your time then, 40 hours full time, and then squeezing in all of this fantasy work and basketball work, which I don't know at the moment. Like I said at the top of the show, it is sort of the downtime, so there isn't as much to write about, as much to talk about at the moment.
Yeah.
Once we get into September, October, and then into the season, I would assume you're not going to have a lot of free time if you're still working 40 hours and writing and podcasting and that sort of thing. But when you do have free time, what is it that you like to do? Like what would you say your hobbies are or your interests?
Yeah, free time is definitely hard to come by. Honestly, I like staying home and I like going out. So it's a mix of things and it really depends on how I feel. But if I'm staying home, I love reading books, watching some movies, TV shows. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going out, I love hanging out with my friends. Mm-hmm. The only thing is I live in a very small town, so there's not very much to do here besides going to the movies. That's the main thing.
All right. Well, movies. Well, I mean, we'll transition into movies because movies are probably one of, if I'd have to say a hobby, it would be watching movies, and I love going to the movies. Mm-hmm. Could you name a few favorites? Like for me, it's really hard to name favorite movies of all time because I would name some and then I think, oh, but I forgot about that movie that I haven't seen. Is that doable for you, or it's just too hard?
It is too hard. It's funny too, because like whenever someone asks you, oh, what's your favorite movie, you suddenly forget like every movie you've ever seen. But if I had to name a couple, it would be like Shawshank Redemption, Inception, The Matrix. I like those kind of movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't say I have a favorite though.
Shawshank is up there for me.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is. I think it was when I was on with Maddie G. We did a show a couple of days ago, and we were talking about movies, and Shutter Island was another one of mine.
Oh, that's on my list. Yeah,
which I can watch that over and over again, and despite knowing the twist at the end, it's still cool when it happens. It was hard then to talk about what are our favourites, and he had some interesting ones. Big with Tom Hanks was one of his favourites.
That one I've never seen.
Yeah, it's I wonder when it came out. It would be 80s, I think.
No, I wasn't here then. I'm only 22.
No. Let me have a look. 1988 it came out. Mm-hmm. So I was only 9. So I do remember it, but haven't seen it for quite a while. TV shows, are there any that you're sort of watching at the moment, or any that you can sort of go back to, I guess, and just watch over and over again?
Well, right now I'm watching House MD, which is just a medical show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't usually like to repeat TV shows. Movies I can, but TV shows I don't. Okay. But I would have to say I like Friends. New Girl is a big one.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother. Shows like that. Yeah, the popular ones, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. No, New Girl is I remember it was a show that I watched because I like Zoe, the
she's one of my favorite actresses.
I like her just as an actress. I've seen a lot of her stuff. So I watched it because she was in it and I really liked it. And then it was the same with, we were talking about Better Call Saul as well. Mm. And we had a time here, it was sort of when those shows were halfway through. So I think New Girl was up to about season 4 and it's sort of when Netflix was becoming a bigger thing and all the streaming services. And so a lot of shows that were just freely available here on TV, all switched to a streaming service or something. And so they weren't as accessible over here. So you had to have the streaming service to watch it, and we didn't have all of them. And so New Girl, Better Call Saul, Game of Thrones, there were quite a few that shifted how you could watch them. And so I watched a lot of them for 3 or 4 seasons and then stopped. Mm-hmm. New Girl, I've gone back and watched the whole thing, and I'm glad I did. And I think I've watched it a few times since then. Same with How I Met Your Mother. I remember because it's a little bit older, I want to say. I don't know
that
how
one
old.
Is. Yeah. I can't remember the years exactly, but it is a bit older.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's got 2005.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It came out. Yeah. So actually older than I thought. So 19 years ago. So at that time I was 20, 25, 26. I just met my wife. I was busy with work. We were having kids a year or two later. So I didn't see that when it was on TV at all. I missed the whole thing. So I actually got to go back and just binge watch the whole series probably 3 or 4 years ago. It's probably during COVID when a lot of people watched a lot of TV.
A lot of free time.
It's another one. Although it's hard to watch here, you need to have the Disney Plus streaming service, which we had when my kids were smaller. Now they don't like any Disney movie. We just go and buy it. So we don't have that, so I can't watch that show anymore. But, I do like both of those shows. Food. Any favourite foods, like either something you grew up with or just something you've grown to like as you've gotten older?
So this is actually funny because I am probably one of the world's pickiest eaters.
Okay.
But favourite food would have to be mac and cheese. Can't go wrong with that one.
That's not picky at all.
Super plain. Yeah, it's honestly one of the plainest foods you can get.
Yeah, and it's a big thing in America it is. I haven't been to Canada, but like you go anywhere. I remember we were in, I feel like it was Indiana. We went to a couple of uni bars, so where the big sort of uni vibe and there was lots of football on TV, and they had a range of mac and cheese options.
Yeah, it's huge there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's, I sort of knew that going over there because you see it on movies and TV shows, mm-hmm. and mac, yep. they're eating mac and cheese. Over here, it's not a thing.
Really?
You can eat it. You can certainly get mac and cheese, not at a restaurant. It's pretty rare to see it on a menu if you go out for dinner. Trying to think if I've seen it anywhere. I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of anywhere that I've been in Australia that has mac and cheese on the menu.
Wow.
So you can get it, but you can really only buy like a packet of it and cook mm-hmm. it at home. But it's not a big thing at all, which I thought is interesting because sort of back in the 80s, 90s, Australia, I guess, America, we sort of took on a lot of their culture. Like Halloween has become quite a big thing, and that's mm-hmm. because of it being a big thing in America. But mac and cheese hasn't been one that's caught on, interestingly.
Wow, and it's so good.
It is good. I ate it a lot when I was over there. and as I said, they had different versions of it with some had meat in them, some had, so it was, mm-hmm. yeah, but interesting. So I think if I ever take my kids over there, it'll be a bit of a shock to see it because it's something that mm-hmm. they like to eat but not all the time, and you can't order it out. So I'm sure when they sit down and see a menu with all this mac and cheese options.
Oh, it's like heaven.
Yeah, yeah, it will be. So holidaying, is it something that you've done a lot of? Is it something you like to do? And if so, any sort of, I guess, holiday locations or vacation spots that stick out as a favorite for you?
Yeah, so every year with my family, we go on vacation somewhere. Up until this year, we've only gone to the States. So we've gone to mm-hmm. Boston, New York, Chicago, Cleveland, places like that. Mm-hmm. But this year we went to Europe for the first time. Well, I did. I went to Malta. My mom is half Maltese, so it was a big thing going there. Mm-hmm. So right now that's my favorite travel destination. It was amazing.
Okay, so it was worth the trip then.
Oh,
it was,
yeah, worth the 10-hour flight. It was amazing.
10-hour flight, that's nothing. Yeah. But
it's I know, it's 20, a little bit longer for you guys.
22 hours for us to get to crazy. Europe. So, yeah, it's because you can just go across from the east coast of the States over. Is that?
Well, we had to do a layover in Germany.
Okay.
So, and then that was like a 7.5-hour flight. And then from there to Malta, it's about 2.5 hours, give or take. But you have to do the layover.
Yeah, yeah, but you go from the east coast of America and fly that way, whereas we go the other way. So we fly across Australia from our east coast and then over Asia and that sort of thing and all the way up into Europe rather than going over. I wonder how long it would probably be similar the other way because it's about, I'm trying to think how long, I think from here to LA is about 14 hours. I suppose if it was 10 from there because then it's another, yeah, no, it'd be longer if we went.
It was brutal, honestly, yeah. But the destination made it worth it, so. I'm already planning next year's trip.
To Malta again?
To Malta, yeah. Okay. I'd love to get my citizenship too. Maybe move there one day.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's somewhere I haven't been. So I've done Europe but not Malta. And Boston I did last year. So is Boston somewhere you like? Because I loved Boston. I thought it was a really cool city.
You know what? Boston actually was one of my favorite cities also because that's where I had the best mac and cheese of my life.
Okay.
Which is funny. But yeah, definitely Boston for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We were there the start of the NBA season. So it was pretty cold. Mm. Not that that would, I mean, you're used to cold. I just think of cold. So yeah.
Our summer has been cold actually and very rainy so far.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're in winter and it's pretty cold. So are you in, I mean, I don't know exactly where you are in Canada.
I'm near Toronto. I'm about an hour away. Yeah.
Okay. And you get the snow, you get all of that stuff in the winter. Mm-hmm.
We get all of it. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We don't get any of that. So, now I think we're looking at heading over to Canada, maybe. You know, we're looking at doing a summer league trip next year. Mm-hmm. And as part of that trip, my friend and I are thinking of heading up maybe to Vancouver.
Vancouver's nice. Can't say I've been, though, actually.
Yeah, I think we're looking at Vancouver, and my friend was over there last year, and he's – where did he go? Is it – it was somewhere where it's a really heavily influenced the French Canadian. Quebec? It might be Quebec. I can't think. But anyway, yeah, so we are looking at potentially getting up into Canada while we're there for that trip, or maybe the next one when we go, because we'll go to Boston again. So we might do Boston and up straight up into Canada from there, because it's not that far from Boston to
Canada, I think we drove. I can't remember how long it was, though. Yeah, we usually drive to the States just because it's easier for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, than taking a flight for like an hour or two. So
That's right. Okay, cool. And so I guess we'll sort of shift back into fantasy now to close out. What are the plans for you? We'll start with the — I don't know how much you and NBA Fantasy Bible have spoken about ideas for the show for this season, but are you looking at increasing the episodes or anything like that, or just rolling out weekly as you did last year?
Yeah, we have talked a little bit about that. We're still working on a plan. We're hoping to get more content out. It really depends on our schedules. That's the thing. Now that I have the 40 hours a week, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
But that's not hopefully a permanent thing for me, because I do want to try and do fantasy as a full-time gig eventually.
Yeah, it's the dream.
It is, honestly. Yeah, like it would be perfect, right? Like that's my ultimate end goal.
Yeah.
We're still planning it out, but hopefully we're going to for sure have the one per week and hopefully a little bit more on top of that.
Yeah, and he's got a young family as well, and work and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's rude when life gets in the way of our fantasy hopes and dreams. But and so for your writing side of your career, what are you – have you got plans? Like you've said you'd like to do it full-time. Mm-hmm. So are there sort of steps in place to move toward that goal for this season? Are you looking at doing a bit more? Because I know you – tend to focus on points leagues.
I'm trying to expand a category this year.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So are they the people you work for, are they sort of open to your ideas and suggestions about what you could be writing about and what you should be writing about?
Yeah. So because of a manager there, I pretty much have full control over what I write, which is perfect. It's exactly what I want, which is why I'm using it as an opportunity just to get more experience in the fantasy world, because I am still relatively new. This is my second year that I'll be covering fantasy, both as podcasting and writing. So I'm still working out a plan, because I want to have set articles in place that I do, hopefully weekly, and then other things on top of that, like analysis of trades and things like that.
It's turning into — I mean, while I said this is sort of the dead season or the down season, there's still stuff to write about. There's some stuff. Sure. There's summer league going on at the moment. We had a pretty busy sort of week to 2 weeks of free agency there. Once summer league's done, it gets pretty quiet for a little bit, because the players, a lot of them go away, and it's sort of not until mid-August, late August, we'll start training camps and rosters start to take shape and that sort of thing. But, a lot of the people, a lot of fantasy nerds, I suppose, are always clamoring for content. So there's always stuff to be writing about, and people will listen and read it. So, thanks for making the time to come on the show today. Where can people find you and your work?
Yeah, so I'm mainly on Twitter, Kayla_Fonte, and also at Last Word on Sports for my articles, and Between Two Hoops for our podcast with NBA Fantasy Bible. Thank you for having me.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And I'm sure I'll be on your show at some point, and I'll have you both on my show. And we're a pretty tight-knit community, fantasy community, as you would have discovered as you've sort of come along.
It's a really great community.
So a lot of good people willing to help out and give everyone a leg up and that sort of thing. So, no, thanks for coming on. For everyone watching, listening, like and subscribe. Head over to our Discord server. Our draft-only leagues are up and running. That might give you something to do for a little bit before the season starts. I'm sure I'll probably do some industry mocks as well. So Kayla will be part of some of those, I'm sure, and we'll have some good data to come out. So, no, thanks for listening. I'll be back with another interview very shortly. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.